And welcome to a special team-up episode of The Greatest Generation, The Flophouse, and Greatest Trek. For The Greatest Generation and Greatest Trek, I'm Ben Harrison.
And I'm Adam Pranica.
And for The Flophouse, I'm Dan McCoy.
Also from The Flophouse, I'm Stuart Wellington.
And thirdly from The Flophouse, I'm Elliot Kalin. Ben, you started off with such a great, smooth, professional
intro.
I know.
It felt the wheels so fell off. Fake.
I felt like it was a promising takeoff, but in a bumpy flight, which is interesting because we're tying in this episode to tease some bonus content. Now, it's getting to be Max Fun Drive time, or if you're listening to this during the Max Fun Drive, it is Max Fun Drive time. That's the time when we Maximum Fun shows say to you, the listeners, thank you for thanking us for our shows in the form of money that you pledge every month for us to have. And I don't know if I can talk for the...
I don't know if I've ever heard it put so concisely as that.
Yeah,
thank you.
So clearly, people totally understand what the business model is. Mm-hmm. You know, like we don't have weird comments on Reddit about how it seems
like we're just a grift for all of a sudden.
Why are you reading the Reddit comments?
Don't read the Reddit comments. Some of them are very nice.
Read those, I guess.
Yeah.
So I can't speak for Ben and Adam. They're great guys, but I just don't spend as much time with them.
You can speak for me. I give you that permission.
speaking with the power of attorney for Ben and Adam, and also for Dan and Stu, I'll say that making our podcasts is a real joy. It's something that we really love doing, and we love creating something that fans can enjoy. We love that we have listeners. We love that so many listeners are so excited about our work and that you not only enjoy it, but that you want to support it. And now, really only speaking for me and Dan, and I'm not sure about Ben and Adam's situation, but we are especially excited and thankful and very grateful during this time when the TV and film business is collapsing and crumbling in on itself like a house made out of soggy cheese that's been left out in the rain and the sun for too long and is now imploding and no longer edible. Mm-hmm. It's just spoiled and rancid.
Cheese is a terrible building material to begin with.
Yeah.
But they thought it was a new model. Yeah. They said, we've been building TV shows out of structurally sound materials for too long.
But when they built the house model out of cheese, they shouldn't have done it in MacArthur Park because, you know, the second it rains, we know what's going to happen.
Real estate,
yeah,
though.
They wanted to break the curse. Control. Anyway, that's a long, very logical way of saying we're especially thankful and especially grateful that we have the support of our listeners because it is very literally keeping us going.
Because Papa doesn't have any other form of income right now. In this case, I'm Papa.
So if the movie Where's Papa was playing about Dan, you would know that the answer is at Dan's apartment.
Or if I was singing Bob Seger's Come to Papa, you'd know I'm saying come to Dan's house.
Yes, exactly. And if you're hearing Papa Don't Preach, we're saying Papa will preach about the need for you to support us during this Max Fun Drive. We would love to have new members, listeners who have not made the plunge into being regular donors, please consider it. Please do. If you are a regular donor, please consider upping your donation amount just to show.
Now, Elliot, I just want to say we're not saying donation because that confuses people.
It is not a
what do you call it? Nonprofit.
We are not a nonprofit. We are very much a for-profit organization. We like profit and want it.
Patrons of the arts, and the arts in this case is us.
If you have not been paying for this,
Papa and also the arts.
Papa Arts, which is your like Zydeco burlesque name that you perform under. Yeah.
If you like cream puffs, you might think of yourself as a beard papa. And your creamy filling would be your financial support of this sweetened pastry.
I like it when you call me beard papa.
Of all of our podcasts.
Hey, do you guys think we should get on to some actual content and off the pitch before we drive everyone away?
We've been so clear so far that we may as well.
I think we've been – so this is just we want to – and also we have an actual thing to tell you about, which is why don't you – so Ben, why don't you talk about what we've done together that is a special thing?
Not the part of the doll thing that we recorded a podcast about. Not the murder we all did together. Don't give them any details about that.
Well, we heard
it happened last summer, dude.
Yeah, surely no one will remember it by now.
He was just a fucking fisherman. Nobody cares.
We heard from a listener to our show that they would love to hear a collab, another collabo between us and our buddies at the Flophouse, because we've done them before. This time, what
there's
we
a precedent.
Recorded,
chill out.
Yeah,
was
get off our dick.
About Jesus Christ,
Dan, let's try not to anger the bears out there. You know, if we want it, we want to get them to leave the campsite peacefully and maybe pledge to us along the way. Let's not rile them. You know,
Dan, I feel you don't want to be aggressive. You just want to make yourself big and noisy. You want to confuse.
Exactly. Our
listeners are a bunch of adorable, huggable bears, and Dan is just laying out the cocaine for them to see what will happen.
Big and noisy with wordplay. That'll keep the bears away.
We reviewed a movie called Airplane 2: The Sequel, and we made a collaborative bonus episode with both of our shows that is now in your bonus content feed if you are already a Max Fun supporter, and will be soon if you're about to become a Max Fun supporter. And it is a really bad movie, but it stars William Shatner, so it's appropriate to both of our shows.
Again, stars is generous. William Shatner
loosely based. Yeah.
There's a kind
maybe
of podcast
a fifth of the film
I'm aware of that the source material is bad, but the hosts that talk about it, they make it fun and good, and it's sort of that kind of show that we all made together.
Yeah, which is opposite kind of me and Adam's. Because usually we're reviewing good things, but we're not that good.
Right.
But you guys might be a little bit more familiar with that kind
of
book.
Wait, you guys get to review good things?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Good things like the Cheesecake Factory.
Sometimes.
I didn't know that was possible. Are there good things?
Yeah, when we get lucky.
So we recorded a fun time talking about Airplane 2, the sequel. It's available in the Maximum Fun bonus content feed.
Yeah.
You will not be hearing it unless you decide to go to my Mac. Unless you go to the Max. Unless you go to the Max, the restaurant from Saved by the Bell, mm-hmm. and you hang out with Screech and the gang.
And you ask maybe them into to that put dance HBO Max on the screen.
Mm-hmm. And they only play
Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. Yeah, Max Headroom, which is about a boutique liquor brand that Matt Frewer puts out. If you go to MaximumFun.org/join.
Matt Frewer started a fucking celebrity booze brand selling rum and he called it Max Headroom, you know we would buy that shit. That's crazy.
Stuart,
that's a billion
part.
Dollar idea.
I would go all the way to the hotel from The Shining to buy Max Headroom.
Unfortunately, Max Headroom is just
call to action.
Max Headroom is just a beautiful dream. So instead of spending your money on that non-existent celebrity liquor, instead go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a member. Become a member and start pledging money, not as a donation, but as a real exchange for artistic content in the form
services.
Of comedy and commentary. Services rendered. It's a monthly membership. You can choose what level of membership you want to be at. You can go as low as $5. You can go as high as $200. Why not go as high as you can?
Yes, I want to make it clear. At the $5 level, you get access to all that bonus content. Really, honestly, that's, you know, like, look. If you can afford to give us more, that's great. But in terms of like the rewards you get, the good stuff, we give you the good stuff up front.
Let me just say, the floppers are making really worthwhile bonus content, though. As a Flophouse fan, I got to say, get your money into this thing so that you can listen to that stuff.
What's your favorite part of our stuff?
All the jokes.
Oh, you like the jokes? That is kind of primo stuff right there.
Top
shelf. It's right next to the bottle of Max Headroom.
I can't tell whether Ben has listened to it, but I have listened to the Cheesecake Factory reviews, which I think it got talked over before, but I was saying that, you know, some of the good stuff they talked about the Cheesecake Factory on the bonus feed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's mainly reviewing the quality of the menu and how many pages it has.
Yeah. And, we've gone to all different Cheesecake Factories on our different episodes of that bonus show.
Yeah.
Do you have a new one coming up? Do you have a new one lined up? You have your
one
eyes
of
the prize?
One of the many ways the show is unsustainable is our decision to go to different different locations every time.
We're going to have to start like booking Southwest flights to like Tucson so that we can keep that going.
Yeah.
What a treat.
Yeah, we've got
you can go to a mall somewhere and get some Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. So
I've never been to a Cheesecake Factory,
really?
And their reviews make me want to go, I gotta say.
You should come on a show sometime.
That would be delightful.
Yeah, you should do it, Dan.
We'll fly to New York and we'll go to one there.
Dan,
I'm sure
Dan would love it.
Dan would love that.
Do we have
one? He loves food. He's a real gourmand.
If not, there's got to be one in fucking New Jersey.
Yeah.
Of course there is. Yeah. Where, that's where I used to go to when I was young. Anyway, so there's a lot of
great bonus content. That was where Tony Soprano was shot, right?
The movie Tony Soprano was shot in the Cheesecake Factory.
Black. It's not definitive whether he was shot.
You see the assassin, he points his gun into the holes of a big Swiss cheese that the bullet will go through the cheese into Tony Soprano and then it cuts to black.
But I don't think you can see that the assassin is getting distracted by the menu because there's so much stuff in it.
There's so much.
And so it's a little ambiguous whether he actually pulls the trigger.
And Journey's "Don't Stop But Cheesin'" is playing on the soundtrack.
Most unbelievable part was how difficult a time Meadow Soprano had parking. Plenty of parking outside the Cheesecake Factory every time.
Yeah.
Every time. So convenient.
Downtown Brooklyn, there's a famous desserts by the Cheesecake Factory, but there's not a full menu.
You don't need to research it right now. There's no need to
save
it up
for
the
bonus
moment.
Episode.
Yeah, save it for that. There's a lot of Flophouse bonus content. We've got audio commentaries for movies. We've got many episodes of a role-playing game that we played set in the weird 30s noir world that, spoiler, the last episode ended with me with a head full of space worms. So get ready to listen to find out how that happened.
I love your role-playing episodes. They are really great and like super well-produced. You guys put a ton of work into
those. Oh, thank you. That's all our producer, Alex Smith. And also, I mean, I put a lot of work into it too. And we have some hot ones coming up where we're going back to
where
playing
you're eating
animated
chicken wings with different sauces on them.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's what we're doing. You know, normally that sort of shit's reserved for like a Cate Blanchett level celebrity, but instead he's like, I'm going to get these dumbass podcasters on.
But we've got another role-playing game coming out that we've recorded already. Yeah, Stu, you're saying we're turning to our Flop Tales
World. Yeah, you guys play animated dogs.
Zubin's back. Yeah. The whole gang's together.
Yeah, Zubin's back.
Yeah, we're all back together. And all that bonus content, it's many hours of bonus content at this point. We've been doing this for years, all of us. There's a lot of exclusive shows.
Mm-hmm.
You can only get to it if you go to MaximumFun.org/join and join. Become a pledger, pledge some money to us each month, and it means that we will continue to make our shows and we'll continue to be able to focus on them and put real effort into them because they're all we've got right now.
Guys.
It's everything we have. Look, they say don't put your eggs in one basket, but what happens when life takes away the other baskets?
It's true.
That is true.
It's like musical chairs except baskets and the podcasts or the music and...
I mean, not me. I got plenty of baskets, but you guys, you're down to just one, and that's fucked.
It's true.
Look at Zach Galifianakis over here with all his baskets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what they call me in the streets.
Guys, just...
What do they call you in the sheets, though?
Oh, you don't want to know, buddy.
Is there more to this?
Call me Zach Galifianakis ass in the sheets.
Nice.
Hot.
Nice.
Hot.
We didn't really talk this out well before. No. Is there any content to
this?
We're
just having fun and talking.
Is it just a commercial?
We're having a good time. What content do you want there to be?
Okay,
Dan, be the change you want to see in the world.
Mellow, if that's the thing.
Yeah, we're doing like a little, when you're watching the Super Bowl, Dan, and you're like, well, my team's not doing well, but at least these are commercials? Oh, wow, these are really fun and funny. Like, sometimes ads are fun and funny, and that's what
that's
this is,
true.
A fun and
that's
funny
true.
Ad.
Yeah, Dan, go to Stan Freeberg and tell him ads can't be funny.
And what is the Max Fun Drive but the Super Bowl of podcasting? Like, this
is true.
Oh, very much so.
I just teed
you
up, dude.
We're going to have to edit that out. It is the big game of podcasting. Oh.
just beep that, Alex. It's a thrill to get to sit down with you guys. You guys were really early on in the game of podcasting, and I feel like when Adam and I were getting started, you were kind enough to share a lot of your we were like, when Maximum Fun sends us a check, like, what what do we do? And Elliot wrote like a very detailed email about like the, you know, like how you guys had
Ben, I've taken a home economics class, so I didn't have that question, and I wasn't on that email thread that you had with Elliot.
I mean, I did. So, and I really appreciated the advice that you were kind enough to share.
Elliot, what do I do with the dishes after I've made dinner?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you wrote me about this. Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's going to be complicated, but you're going to be able to get through this. We'll do this together. Yeah.
If you're like Elliot, you put a bad movie on an iPad and you stand there washing the dishes.
Wash the dishes and get every now and then you have to pause the movie. So that means drying off your hands, pausing the movie, writing down what happened, and then pressing play again, and then washing the dishes some more. It really would be easier if I just opened the window and threw the dishes right out and just pretended they didn't exist anymore.
Every time.
Yeah, yeah, or I've go got, on the roof and shoot the dishes.
I got three like, words for you, Elliot.
So you're dead.
Lick them clean.
I've got one
the,
word for you.
That's the let them fight
Oppa!
Of this
one.
How do I deal with all? I've got too many dishes. Well, here, my name is Zorba the Greek, and I'm going to show you how to deal with those extra dishes.
In my country, using the we have a surefire
Zorba the Greek
way of dealing
method.
There's the Zorba the Greek is being parachuted into the place where the alien dishes are attacking. He'll be able to take care of the problem. But yeah, it's the you guys, you're great network mates, and we were so, you know, you're. I don't want to slam the other shows or anything, but you're a show but your stuff is, you know, we're you know, excited and proud to be on the same network, you know, as you guys. I feel like Maximum Fun is a real community of creatives, and I've made real friends and like real relationships through being on this network. And that's another exciting thing about it. And something that the people pledging, they don't really get much of a benefit from that, from me having friendships and important relationships in my life. But it's still something that makes my life
they
worthwhile.
Benefit from so us being happy and not stressed out about money to whatever extent that's possible. Like,
yeah,
this makes better shows, right?
Yeah.
Well, and sure, you know, like, yeah. I understand it's hard to have someone come to you once a year and ask you for money. I didn't like it. You know,
when Uncle Sam does it.
When Uncle Sam, let's all get our guns and go to the Capitol. No.
Yeah. Well, we moved the fund drive.
It was on April 15th
last year, and we moved it to a different time of year so that it's not quite as reminiscent of that.
Yeah.
Let's just say
Dan's voice sounds like a joke, but his face is deadly serious.
If you listen to Maximum Fund shows and you don't support them, you may be visited by a Maximum Fund auditor.
What I was trying to say was, you know, I didn't like it when NPR, say, did it when I was growing up or public radio, because I'm like, oh, Mom, my favorite shows are being interrupted by all this gobbledygook. But
your favorite public radio shows as a kid.
I listened to so much public radio as a kid.
Explains
this
a lot, actually.
Yeah, it does. It does explain a lot.
But, like, that is the trade-off.
Excuse me, I didn't realize that ads were one of the things that was being considered under all.
When you say that there's a community of creatives, like that's like the thing that is, there's a trade-off. None of us, I think, really, it comes natural to us to go out and ask for money. None of us, it comes natural to us to think of the thing that we do as a business. But it is, and at this point in our lives, we kind of need to like have money to continue doing it. And the beauty of an organization like Maximum Fun is it is set up so that is not necessarily the primary concern. While we want to get paid for the work we do, like we also want to put out something good. We want to put it out in our way, where we don't have to like filter it through a third party. We want to be able to make like moral decisions about what our shows are, all of these things. And that's the sort of the benefit of being supported in this way to get serious for half a second.
Well put.
And now back to the jokes. Ben,
anyway,
you had one.
Bing bong, bing bong, toilet flush. Whoa. Fart, fart, fart. Dan, you made a really good point. I thank you for articulating it so well.
I'm looking at like real writing awards that Dan has won behind him on his shelf. And
those days are gone, those are homemade.
Yeah, that Emmy and 25 cents will get him a pack of gum.
That's
days,
a so. Picture of Belushi and the word college written across his chest.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, Dan, I didn't realize that so much of what you learned in college could be defined by what it says on beer cans. It's right there on the wall, sure.
But like, I think that we all feel tremendously lucky to have found this as a thing that we can, you know, to a certain extent, make a career out of, and that's all because of listener support. Like that, I mean, the ads are nice, but they don't pay the bills. Like the listener support really does, and we hugely appreciate it. So go get some fun bonus content by signing up at MaximumFun.org/join, and the real reward will be all of the warm, fuzzy feelings you experience.
Mm-hmm. But also the bonus content and the stuff they get in the mail. Right. And I mean, those are the real rewards.
I guess.
Yeah. And if the warm, fuzzy feeling causes you to pass out, go to a doctor, because that is a separate
That's a question of blood flow.
Yeah. And all this preamble really is just a setup for this whole process made us watch Airplane 2, which is a movie that sucks.
So please don't make it worthwhile. Make it so that we didn't, we only, this is something that I've realized more and more as the Flophouse continues, is we only have a limited amount of time on this earth. And there's a certain amount of it that for me
sold some of it to you.
We've
promised to do terrible things with it.
I'm sacrificing hours of my life, which builds up to days. At this point, I've spent many days of my life watching crap.
Yes.
I'm sacrificing it so that you can have entertainment, so that you can have the fun of hearing things that you don't need to watch to learn about them, so you can have a warning, and so that you can have recommendations of things you might like. Please, don't make this the time I spent watching Airplane 2, the sequel, be a total waste that I regret on my deathbed. Please, go to MaximumFun.org/join and support us.
I see your children in the background getting older as we speak. All these precious moments you've missed.
Yeah, my son was taking his first steps while we were recording this, so I hope you're fucking happy.
Elliot, one of your children is wearing a shirt that says college on the front of it.
Your child is Jim Belushi?
That's my son, Jim. Yeah, he's got some problems, but I think I haven't been able to give him the parenting he needs, but I think he'll be fine.
Jim Belushi dresses up as wears a college sweatshirt around?
So, for sure.
That's me. I'm the guy from this poster. I mean, probably not now. He doesn't.
No, John Belushi doesn't tend to do that now.
I'm talking about Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi dresses up like his brother and says, that was me. While watching Airplane 2, while I was doing the dishes and watching Airplane 2, there were times when my son was like, "Hey, Dad, want to do a puzzle with me? Dad, want to play Dominion?" And I was like, "I can't. I got to do this thing." So please make my son's trauma worthwhile.
Your dad needs to watch Robert.
That's
Hagerty
a real like lost lyrics of Cats in the Cradle.
Not Robert Hagerty. Julie Hagerty and Robert.
And I said to him, "Son, I'd love to play with you, but I gotta watch Airplane 2, son. I gotta watch Airplane 2." Yeah. Oh, so sad. So sad.
Well,
my son grown up
something.
Started a podcast.
Yeah.
I wanted to be on it, but he never asked. "Hey, son, when could we talk a while?" He said, "I can't." He said, "Dad, it would be cool, but I gotta tell you, I gotta watch Airplane Mode, Dad." 2019 sequel to Airplane 2 that I learned about while recording about Airplane 2, Dad. Yep.
Dan's got the turn signal on. He's making his way toward the rest stop. I think we're about to...
Let's bring this in for a landing. For the Flophouse contingent of this crossover, Dan McCoy.
Hey, I've been Stuart Wellington.
I've been Elliot Kalin.
I've been Ben Harrison. Sorry about the 20-minute advertisement in your feed.
I'm still Adam Pranica.
Bye.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.